us now is one of our favorite correspondents, Patrick Wanless, and he is a celebrity life coach. He writes a lot, is an expert in human behavior and relationships, and a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, and a clinical hypotherapist, and et cetera, et cetera, and so forth. And I got a thing, email from him, that said, Paris Hilton screaming and crying. Do you want to tell me in court is a clear example of something? What is that before we get back to angels, Patrick?
Yes, as a clinical hypnotherapist, what's happening with Paris Hilton is really important to see that it's not just what we think it is. I predicted that she would have an emotional breakdown in court. It wasn't just her screaming and her being dragged out of court. It was when she screamed the words or cried and turned around and said, "Mum." The way she was calling out for her mum means that she's emotionally stuck in her adolescent years. She's probably emotionally trapped at around age 12.
Really?
I know it sounds strange, but people don't see what's going on. The way that she's being raised, her sheltered lifestyle, she's never had a real sense of the real world, of responsibility, of consequences for your actions, of cause and effect, and she's definitely suffering or experiencing narcissism. And basically what narcissism means is that it's a false, overbloated sense of self where you feel that the world owes you something. It's a sense of arrogance. And basically you are taking, trying to fill an inner emptiness. And although it looks like the person is actually confident, it's the opposite. They have low self-esteem, often prone to acts of violence, or even acts of promiscuity. It's basically this sense of being lost and confused and trying to grab at anything to make yourself feel good and trying to overcompensate for your low self-esteem by telling everyone how great you are. That fits in with a lot of people today. It's not just Paris Hilton.
Well, she's 26 years old. I always thought, or maybe was told, that somewhere when she was about 21, some press people or managers and business, you know, you have to understand show business. There are press people and managers that go out and find an heiress, blonde hair, thin, mm-hmm. and say, "Hey, let's enter into a contract. We're going to put you in all the columns, pay for all the press agentry, make you very famous, and we're going to split the television show, you know, the money you're getting from that, the money from the book, the money from this." So I always felt she was a manipulated celebrity.
I'm so glad that you've said that for a number of reasons, because I used the same term. I said whilst her team, her entourage, manipulate the system, they are also making her a puppet. Because
exactly.
She's not making the decisions. The decisions are being made for her about whether she should try and get in or out of jail and what she should do. She has no control over her life. And another example is how big corporations, brand names will come along and throw parties for celebrities like birthday parties for celebrities like Paris and Nicole. Why? Because they want to advertise and get their name out there. That's not them saying, "We really like you and we think you've contributed and we're happy to celebrate your birthday." They're saying, "How can we make money through you?"
Exactly, and she was getting up to $20,000 for appearing at a party or at a birthday or at a wedding.
I think even more.
And you know, the funny part of that, some people think, well, isn't that cool? No, it doesn't build up your confidence because you realize it's fake. It's not for anything. It's not because you are standing on a stage giving a speech that's going to empower people and make a difference and inspire them. You're being paid for nothing, and those sort of people, like Paris, will stop and start to doubt themselves.
Okay, Steve?
Well, one thing is for sure, she's in less than a week in jail. She's reached an epiphany here. She's now going to solve
that's real, and I agree with what you're saying, Steve, because I know that she told Barbara Walters via a collect phone call, "Listen, I'm going to stop acting dumb, and I now want to make a difference. God's given me another chance." I hope that those are real words and not the words of some publicist.
Oh, it's just wonderful. She's going to solve world peace and fight for truth, justice, and the American way. This
Superwoman.
Is just great.
I didn't hear that part of it, although that might be part of it.
Well, I made that part up.
But the point being that if she's sincere, then that's great. But do you really think she's going to stop doing that TV show Simple Life? It may have already been taped. If she's sincere, she'll stop doing that because that's where she acts dumb. And she tries to say that it's cool being dumb. Well, being dumb is not cool. but it doesn't get you anything in life. You know, it does. It's not going to help. It's not going to help anyone around you. She's not contributing. And I know, Sally, you and I have talked about this so many times before, that the deepest sense of satisfaction and fulfillment comes from serving others.
Absolutely.
It comes from service to others, from contributing to others, from making a difference, from kindness, compassion, nurturing. She could use her celebrity status, her fame, her name, to bring attention to the plight of other people in Darfur, around the world. That would be helpful. Then she's going to go to bed at night feeling good about herself because she's going to see that she's made a positive impact.
Yep. Angelina Jolie does it. Bono does it. Brad Pitt does it. A lot of people do it when they say, I've got so much, I've got to use it for public good. And the cynics always say, oh, you know, adopting one more child, that's so stupid. Well, I don't think it's stupid. I don't think it's stupid at all.
No, and you know, it's very unfair because we call that in Australia the tall poppy syndrome. Meaning, when you're a poppy that stands out above the rest, we like to cut you down. And we do that as human beings sometimes, where either the person's successful, we go, you know what, we want to cut them down. Or they're doing something good, we want to cut them down. Why? The whole mission of Angelina Jolie or any other celebrities, when they go and adopt a child, it's not about adopting the individual child. It's about letting people around the world know that there are children that need to be adopted.
That's exactly
right.
So
let's
right.
spin it, because we're the first ones to jump up and say, oh, look how much money they've wasted on a party or a celebration. Well, then why can't we give them credit for something good that they've done rather than being cynical all the time?
And Bono particularly, I know people who are his very close aides, and I've asked him over and over again for 20 years, is he real? And they say you can't imagine how real and how
you can see it in his face, yeah. You can feel it in his voice.
Exactly.
A guy with his money and power doesn't need to go around and talk to the UN or talk to any other government bodies when he could be just, you know, playing music and partying in the Caribbean. No, he's doing it from his heart, and I really applaud people like that, and I wish that more celebrities would use their fame and status to help other people, that rather than just having a TV show and exposing their lifestyle.
Now, we